KSL News Time is now 7:29. Triple Team traffic on a Friday morning. Friday, Andy Farnsworth, generally means a little bit lighter of a commute.
And that has been the case. We've actually had a couple of different crashes happen so far, and they haven't made any long-term impact on the drive, unlike what seems like every other day this week. Full speeds right now through Draper Sandy. Heavy traffic, yes, near 106th, near 33rd South, but not enough to add anything to your drive time. Looks like pretty busy on 56th West in Kearns West Valley, north and south, especially between 54th and 35th South. Eric Butler.
I-15 rolling along just fine in Utah County. No accidents all morning and no delays. 300 South down in Provo, the intersection with University Avenue is a little bit busy. Also in Provo, 500 West and 800 North on the southbound side of 500 West. That's a little bit slow. Alicia?
Well, looking pretty good for you on your freeway still in Davis County. You're going to see some slow and go as you're trying to get off on and off the freeway there at Antelope in Layton. And then as you continue southbound I-15, you're looking good through Farmington, Centerville, Bountiful. I am seeing just a little bit of a brake tap right around 4th North there in Bountiful. But again, moving well for you through that north interchange. Odyssey Dance Theater is back, and it's Thriller time. Ogden, Park City, Provo, Logan, Richfield, Tuacon in St. George, and of course, Kingsbury Hall. Go to odysseydance.com. For tickets and details. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. A warm one in